Today, on Balloon Juice,
we're filling up a fantasy for you.
Literally, today there will be a lot of actual hot air that gets blown today because the didgeridoo is in studio. Now, for those of you who might have missed it, on Monday, I threw out the notion that there's a musical instrument I want to learn to play. And that is, of course, the indigenous Australian instrument, the very eerie-sounding didgeridoo. Now, for those who don't know what it's supposed to sound like, grooves. Voila. Sorry, grooves.
Help if I had the pot up, wouldn't it?
It's all right. You're still Chupi in my book. We're still BFFs.
Hey.
I can just see it now. Everybody's dancing.
Okay, so that's the Aboriginal, Indigenous, Australian didgeridoo right there.
And I'm going to be honest with you. When you brought this up on Monday, I had no idea what the hell this was, what you were talking about. And then we found out. And then a good friend of ours, Bill White, who's a Maverick season ticket holder, big Maverick fan, sends me a quick email text that he had just gotten one in Australia. So welcome to the ticket, Bill White. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Appreciate you coming in.
Well, you're very welcome.
Was this a business trip or a family vacation to Australia that sent you down there, by the way?
It was actually a vacation. We went over to New Zealand, a good buddy of mine and his wife and me and my fiance, and we decided while we're in New Zealand, we'll just hop over to Australia and dive the Great Barrier Reef and I watched these guys play this instrument and said, I think I can do that. So that's how it ended back up in the United States.
Well, this looks to me like this is just probably a 3 foot. Yeah, this is a 3 foot didgeridoo, it would appear.
Well, for the Jewish folks out there, it's a straightened out chauffeur.
Okay.
Okay, that's the best way to explain it.
Well, it's a wood tube that is slightly curved that the mouthpiece of it is much smaller in diameter than the bell.
Right.
The end of the horn, if you will. And there's some sort of design that, you know, you can paint it or design it however you want to. I mean, if you look at these things on YouTube or online or something like that, I mean, they have all sorts of designs. And this has a pretty elaborate design.
Now, may I ask you a couple of questions about the didgeridoo?
You may.
Is this the first time you've ever touched one?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've ever held one?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've ever played one?
Yes.
Okay, that being the case, Bill brought in a didgeridoo beginner's guide before you attempt to play this live in front of millions of people on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now, I will admit, I have been looking at instructional videos on YouTube.
Yes,
I've been watching instructional videos on this.
Okay, now there are five primary ways of producing sound on the didgeridoo.
Okay.
All right, step number one, Mr. Folliwell, is called the basic drone, which is a loose-lipped blowing technique. Mm-hmm. I've heard you're good at this.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Sorry.
That's what it says on the bathroom wall, anyway.
So, yes,
right,
it says...
Right over at Milo's.
All right, so the basic drone, which is a loose-lipped blowing technique, it says relax, give yourself permission to look a little unusual, do some face-stretching exercises. He's been doing that ad nauseum, by the way.
Okay.
And it says, blow out air, allowing your lips to loosely vibrate like blowing a raspberry. Okay, I don't understand that. But
motorboating.
Okay, motorboating.
There you go. Okay. I speak elf's language.
Yes. Thank you. All right, so would you like to give it an attempt first?
Yes. Now the other sounds are all more, not just the basic drone, correct?
Right. You have a variation of the drone.
Mm-hmm.
You have vocals. That's by utilizing a simple technique known to ventriloquists. A variety of animal and bird sounds may be produced.
Yes, I've read about those,
okay.
Right.
Okay. And then you have step number four is called the tongue.
Yes, I've read about this. Instructional videos.
Yes.
How's the tongue used?
The tongue is used to change the shape of your mouth or air chamber. Oh, my goodness. This is getting really good. Let me read this again. The tongue is used to change the shape of your mouth or air chamber or for making sounds. There's lots of sounds that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Visualize a kangaroo hopping across an open plain. I swear to God.
Read that slower, Elf. Read that slower.
Okay, it says, oh my God. The tongue is used to change the shape of your mouth or air chamber, or for making sounds. Visualize a kangaroo hopping across an open plain. I don't understand that.
You got to understand that the didgeridoo is like really helps you get to be one with nature.
What the hell is a kangaroo hopping going to do for me?
Now, one thing I've noticed in the instructional videos, by the way, is that you can do this like mouth straight on to the mouthpiece, which is basically just beeswax, which is smeared around the smaller end of it, the small end diameter.
Hey, okay. That happens.
Yeah, beeswax.
Yeah.
Right. You can do it straight or on the side. So I have been practicing a little bit. I think I'm going to be a little bit more comfortable with the side.
You're going to blow the didgeridoo.
Everybody has their own technique.
From the side angle.
They do all have
All right, Scoop, get a camera ready. See if you can get a picture of this. Ladies and gentlemen, the didgeridoo on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with Mark Folliwell.
This is not going well.
No, you're doing fine.
Yeah, I can tell. It sounds like it's
two more blows.
It was Saturday Night Fever.
Shema Yisrael Adonai. I feel like I'm at temple.
This is not what it's supposed to sound like. That's too like.
That actually sounds real. That sounds okay.
But that's not what it's supposed to sound like, though.
It's supposed to sound like crap.
That's yeah. It's supposed to sound like crap, like when I was doing it earlier. Play me the didgeridoo again. Play it again.
Yeah, give him a little flavor of flavor.
Okay, all right.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I can tell this segment's going awesome.
It really
right
sounds
now,
like a motorboat.
I actually think the reading of this is better. Would you like step five?
God, this is hard.
Let me give you help here, because step five might be a key.
Okay, step five.
Step five says overtones or harmonics. It says by playing with cheeks, contracted and tongue forward in the mouth. Oh, my God, this is great reading, Bill. Thank you.
Now, is this for lead didgeridoo or rhythm didgeridoo? Because
right. Yeah, that's a great good point. Question. Yeah, thanks, Seabass.
Good
yeah.
question.
By playing with cheeks contracted and tongue forward in the mouth, many didgeridoos will produce a variety of subtle overtones that add richness and color.
Yeah, that's not. We're not
overall.
We're not to that stage.
But
yet.
I've got your
subtle overtones.
Yes. No. But here's
the
your
basic
part.
Drone is what we're trying to get.
No,
to.
No. Yes. Here is your circular breathing that you've been bragging about.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Oh, you don't
we're
want
not
to do
there.
That?
No, we're not there.
All right, then just stick your tongue in there.
I mean, the just getting the basic drone.
I wish that was clean.
Is
you want me to get it clean?
Yeah.
Just stick your tongue in the damn thing, Folliwell.
It's beautiful.
Ah! You know, I saw a video on this.
Boy, the chicks are going to love this.
You can tell I'm getting frustrated right now, can't you?
You are. Your face is all red.
2 minutes of practice, I'm already getting frustrated.
You're a perfectionist.
I am a perfectionist. No, I did see an instructional video on it that basically said it's going to take, and I saw this and I thought, well, how can this thing be that hard?
Oh, my goodness.
Because on the instructional video, it says that you will have to practice an hour a day, and the guy said it might take you up to a month before you really get the hang of it.
I found step six. You're going to like this.
Okay.
It says, now the exercise becomes a little more challenging. It says, slow down your lip vibration as you squeeze your cheeks and breathe in to produce the drone rather than the farting sound. The rest of the exercise...
It does not say rather than the farting sound.
I swear to God.
Rather than the farting sound.
I swear to God. Scoop, does that not say farting sound?
It really does.
It says, yes. And here's the most amazing part. It says, slow down your lip vibration as you squeeze your cheeks and breathe in to produce the drone rather than the farting sound. The rest of the exercise remains the same. Now, speed up the process because we got to get to Dave Valley. I made that part up.
It's not till 1:30, though.
Oh, well, take your time.
Okay, one more try.
All right, here it is. Mark Folliwell, didgeridoo.
That is not how it's supposed to sound.
Could have fooled me.
Gavia!
Okay, so Bill, have you practiced on this thing? Bill is the one who brought it from Australia and brought it in studio today.
Yes, I have practiced, and I've decided that I can't play it either.
Really?
Right.
You can't do any better than I can?
No.
Really?
I can get a small drone going, but trust me, I'm not going to do it on the air.
Okay. All right. Well, that pretty much avoided my next
So the idea
question.
Of the didgeridoo cover band just went out the window.
Damn.
Man. Yes,
the didgeridoo
so close.
Yes.
We were actually hoping that Mainstream Mark could play this outside the taco diner later.
It's the taco joint.
The taco joint.
Yes. Those are two different places.
Okay.
And we'll have a story about our good friends at the taco joint later on.
The greatness.
Well, I'm very disappointed. I thought I was going to, stupid me, of course, now in retrospect. I thought I was going to be able to, pick this thing up. Sorry, I'm just stupid, but I thought I was going to be able to pick this thing up in, 5 minutes.
That does look very difficult to do. I mean, when Bill brought it in this morning, we're all looking at it going, wow.
One more time.
But it's just like somebody trying to play a trumpet.
No, see, it's your lips are much looser than when you try to play a trumpet. Take it from a former trombone player.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's from a former band geek. Yes, much, much looser than when you're trying to play a brass instrument like a trumpet or a trombone.
Understand.
Yes.
I'm going to be careful with the loose.
Well, thankfully, you got nothing else going on for the rest of your year until, October?
Well, yeah, thankfully, the first Maverick preseason game is until something like October the 5th.
Right so there.
I guess we know
so
what I'll
you
be
go.
Doing
yeah,
now
maybe
for
you
the
and
next
the didgeridoo.
6 weeks.
You and Joseph and Shelley can get out there and do a duet together.
Yeah. You can be hanging out in the aboriginal areas of Dallas, just playing your didgeridoo.
Obviously, I think I'm going to need a lesson from somebody who's a little bit more well-versed in this thing. All right, well, that's balloon juice, I guess, for...
You want to blow hard on that real quick?
One more time?
Yeah, why not?
Whoa.
Circular breathing.
Man, this, I got to say, much like I said after doing... This week, I've had all these aspirations of these great things I was going to do. And, I don't want to say how the Albert Hainsworth fitness test went.
No, we got that later.
I will say that it was a little bit more difficult in retrospect than I thought it would be. But the didgeridoo, much, much more difficult than I thought it would be.
But I've actually...
But I'm not giving up on it today.
Don't. I've had a lot of fun with the didgeridoo.
I don't know. Now, is Bill letting me borrow this to practice for a while?
Yes. I would suggest you take it home and tomorrow give us a serenade.
I want to know how it's like to play with that.
Okay. I will take it home and we'll see how much I can...
Someone's bi-curious.
I will take it home and see how much practicing I can do tonight. So,
okay.
During the halftime of the Cowboy-Raider game.
Very nice.
Yes. My neighbors
Perfect.
Will love that.
Yeah, if we're all sitting here in the Metroplex and hear this gigantic... That's
then
Follow-Up.
That
figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so you hear that at some point in time tonight, you'll know I figured it out.